Adulting is hard.
Yeah.
Here's another sign that you are officially adulting well. You do the dishes and take out the trash before bed.
No. Like every night? No.
That's what they say.
I cannot sleep with a mess or trash overflowing.
What if you assign, because my kids have chores,
yes.
and one of them is the dishes and one's the trash.
Yeah, because I think then needs to be done.
Now, do they do it when they're supposed to?
Oh, never.
Never.
I'll do it tomorrow, bruh.
Bruh.
Like, and tomorrow was 4 days ago.
Yeah.
You know what sucks about that, too? It almost, and I know you're not supposed to do this, but it's almost so much more effort arguing.
I know.
With my son to take out the recycle, because he's supposed to, his one job is to take out the recycle.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll sit there full so nobody can put anything in it.
Yep.
And then you just have to sit there because he's not home mm-hmm. because you want to make a point that he didn't take out the recycle.
I know.
And then you're just like, if I just do it, I can be a lot happier.
Yeah. Can I just make, because this happens in my household too. And I think that Jared and I think maybe Matt, we're all aligned on this. Jason, I don't know. But there was not an argument to be had when we were growing up.
No.
If we even tried to come at my parents with, I'm not, we just didn't. We just knew better.
Yeah.
But everything is a hassle with my kids. Every single thing. I'm talking to them and they are actively walking away.
Yes.
I don't understand it.
I'm like, where are you going?
Yes.
I'll do this. We'll come home for something. All right, when we get home, and I'll say, as soon as you walk in, Eli, you know your chores, because they alternate each week. Ava and Eli, Ezra's not old enough to really, he helps. But I say, dishes, you know, to clean off the counters. But I don't want you going to, if you have to pee, I don't care. You're doing it as soon as we walk in the house, because I know he goes upstairs to his room, his entertainment palace, which is my fault. Even Ava, who's more responsible, it ain't going to happen. Okay, yeah. We walk in the house, the dude's running up the stairs.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing?
I don't get
it. Bro, give me a minute. And then he just, and then I'm like, I don't even want to fight anymore.
I don't understand it. And then we end up doing it for them because it's not worth the fight.
No, I just let the rats eat me alive.
Okay.
I end up doing it if I eventually.
But it's not teaching any sort of lesson. What it teaches is like, all I have to do is put up a fight and then they'll do it.
Oh, yeah, they're going to fall.
Yeah, I don't really have to do it.
It's like the aggravation of fighting.
I know. And I'm just so tired. I'm tired all the time. I don't know.
I'm like, no, get back down here. Then you have to, like, I'm going to take away. Then you have to go. Then I see what the problem is. I'm going to take away your PlayStation 5. I'm going to take away your phone. I'm giving them too much fun things.
I know. And then I don't want to say that the punishment is that you can't go to flag football because then that's not fair to the team.
Right.
The team, that's not fair.
I know.
But so I don't know.
And then
know.
When they do the recycle, it's half-assed because it comes back with like tomato sauce all over the bag. And then I'm like, you need to replace the bag. So it's like a whole hassle about that.
So part of the chore, one of the chores is when they do the kitchen, the dishes, they're supposed to wipe off the counters and put things away.
Yeah.
Like if there's groceries by chance that are still, or whatever, cereal, whatever. Just no lie. I don't know who did it. It could have been Ava or Eli because they both would do it. And then in a drawer, like with utensils, there was like an old bag of bagels. It was like on the counter. Instead of putting it in the pantry, they just went swipe into the drawer.
Because
it was deeper drawers.
That's a Jared move if I've ever seen one.
I know.
That is a Jared
move. I wonder where they got that from.
My wristwatch was in with like, you know, the measuring cups.
Yep.
And I'm just like, what are you guys? They're not even trying. And then I had a check from some other side gig that I was doing.
Yeah.
Thrown in the trash.
Ooh.
Not on purpose.
Yes.
Just like, all right, throw everything away. Just throw it away.
Yeah.
And I'm like, guys, at least look.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, but you have two more steps. Yeah, I kind of respect it in a way, but I'm like, bagels in a drawer?
You respect what?
Because, I mean, it's something, not respect, that's the wrong word, I kind of get it. Like, they're just like, I've been in that situation, like, swam, you just try to do stuff quick, and you're just doing it, like Jason said, half a job.
Yeah.
So frustrating. The bagels been in, how long have they been in the drawer?
And then they go bad, and then you get angry about that. I know.
I mean, that's the way it is. I mean, it's just like, if the milk carton is like, running on empty, they leave a tiny little bit in the milk carton that really is a tiny sip, so they don't even have, that's how lazy, so they don't have to throw the milk carton away, they leave a tiny little bit.
That's also a Jared move.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why would you do that?
He'll eat all the bags of whatever it is you bring in, if you're whatever's downstairs in our kitchen, but leave one so he doesn't have to throw it away.
That's right.
How hard is it to throw?
I leave one to share.
It's almost,
ask Jared.
It's almost easier to throw it away.
I can't handle it.
Yeah.
I cannot. Yeah. Real quick, other signs that you are officially an adult. Planting a garden. Yes,
no.
I have in the past.
I want to in the future.
Herbs, definitely.
I want to in the future.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We can design a garden together.
I see so many
very
abandoned gardens.
Yes.
And they're very adult.
Mm-hmm. Going to the dentist or doctor for your regular checkups.
Yes.
Yes, they're really good about sending out the reminders, you know, so that's helpful. Ending a night out early.
No.
Nope. I never know when to call it quits.
I got it. Even last night, I got home at like 12:30. It's really stupid.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
12:30?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. I mean, for most people, that would be early. Well,
yeah.
Not on a weeknight.
No. For you in the
weeknight. Not a weeknight. No. If you get, not a weeknight. I don't think a lot of people on the weeknight are staying until 12:30 if they have a normal job.
Not a fair adult, don't. No.
But I will tell you this. I have come to the realization nothing good happens after midnight. Period. Nothing
you
has
have
ever
turned into
happened.
A dad.
Yeah, good. You have.
Yep. That's a dad saying.
True. It's so true, though. Mm-hmm. I like people say that. I'm like, then I start paying attention to it, that every horrible thing that's ever happened is usually after midnight.
Yes. Also, staying calm in an emergency.
I'm okay in that. I freeze, but I'm okay.
Freezers.
I'm calm. I'm not like,
right.
I'm like, all right, let's do this. Like after I stop freezing for 10 minutes, I'm
fairly calm. I think I am. And then number one, the official sign that you are a grown up who is doing it right, you pay your bills on time.
No.
And I do, thank God. Or thank God for the reminders.
Well, everything's an auto pay.
Because if I were left to my own devices, the answer would be hell no.
And that would mess up your credit. Yes,
100%.
I'm an adult.
Yep. Okay.
All right. We have somebody who has a suggestion for helping our kids get their chores done.
Oh.
Chris, go ahead.
You said your son has his little entertainment palace upstairs.
Yeah.
I'm assuming, you know, computer, video games, stuff like that.
Yep.
There's likely a breaker in your panel box that is for his room specifically.
Oh.
I like this. That's a great idea.
Yep.
I do get his attention because of the iPhone. In his age, I can just turn off his phone.
Yeah, Ben turns off the internet.
I could turn off I can turn off the phone. I can turn off certain apps that I know he's on. You just hear this scream like he got stabbed in the heart. I was like, do your chore. Okay.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Well, now you got an extra weapon.
I love it. Thank you.
You also, I don't know what kind of internet service you got, but we just got new internet service called Brightspeed.
Uh-huh.
And then I have anytime anybody logs on to attaches to my internet, I get a notification. That's the way I set it up.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see on the phone, like, the IP address of the computer that somebody's on.
Oh.
I literally can be like, forget this device. Let's say it's a guest that comes over with their husband, and I don't like that husband, and he's just sitting there in the corner. I can just turn off the thing.
I like it.
And also,
my service is horrible, my neighbor. You have to be online.
You got to be online. The way you just said that is kind of how I, anytime I ever see that notification that says, forget this device, that's the wording, right? I think it's being read. Forget this device.
No.
Every time that's how I know, but it's just how I do it. Forget that device.
In fact, like I have Verizon, but Verizon service where I live, for some reason, in that particular area is terrible. So in order to use your phone with any data or anything, you have to have internet.
You are really in charge with that one.
You can also, you don't have to be home to do it. If you just want to mess with people, you can be like, from here.
That's the most Jason Goodman invention I've ever heard.
Turn off that person's internet phone. They're struggling. The internet's not working. They don't know why. All this stuff.
And then you can just ignore the text messages when they come through complaining about it.
Jason's, I think, his home, his acreage.
Mm-hmm.
It's like his own mini North Korea.
It truly
he is.
Mm-hmm.
In charge.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm not.
If you don't like what you do, I'm going to shut you down right away.
You can't fart in that house without an alert sensor going off saying somebody farted in this room.
That is true about
that. And I press a button, they will never fart again.
I'll get the alerts, but I am not in charge. Trust me.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. All right.
You're in charge of what you can be in charge of.
Yes.
Digitally.
I mean, Everly is more in charge than I am.
Yeah. I think that's true for all of us. Yeah.